here. Days of refreshing. I appreciate Brother Ronnie and Brother Cody coming by and picking me up. And just thank the Lord for the sweet hospitality that you've extended. And I tell you, 36 years, God put this in Brother Billy's heart for a reason. And folks, we're the benefactors. We're the ones that have received the blessing as a result of what God put in Brother Billy's heart way back then. Daniel chapter 6, we'll begin our reading in verse number 1. Daniel chapter number 6, and I'm trying to watch there. If that's a little bit before, it means a little bit before that gets on the 7. Okay, that's when I'm supposed to be done. All right, Daniel chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. You've been sitting. Let's stand together while you're standing, Brother Cody. Hallelujah, brother. What a powerful message. What a powerful event. Mephibosheth. Hey, thank God for that blood covenant. Amen. Daniel chapter 6, verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." What a testimony. Then these presidents and princes assembled themselves together to the king and said thus unto him, "King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, the captains, have consulted together." I mean, they'd had them a private meeting. "To establish a royal statute, to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore King Darius signed the decree," the writing and the decree. "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask petition of any god or man within 30 days, save thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "The thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not." Then answered they and said before the king, "That Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou assign, but maketh his petition 3 times a day." Then the king, when he had heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. And these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, "Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed." Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake unto Daniel, "Thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee." And the stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste into the den of the lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God? Is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and he shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel. They cast them into the den of lions, them, their children and their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them and break all their bones in pieces or ever they came at the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. I'm going to ask Brother Wayne Hudson, brother, will you pray for us? Yes, God.
Let that word penetrate our
hearts. Oh, God, yes.
God, I pray you give Brother Tony Monk the anointing of God to preach your word right now. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to have anointed hearts to hear your word and obey your word. God, I just pray you'd speak. Speak, Lord. Thy servants hear. Meet with us, God. Help us to be what you want us to be. Take charge of this service. And magnify the name of Jesus in our midst.
Amen.
We praise you, Lord, for being our Father. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to come before you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, and please be seated. We've all heard of this from a child, Daniel in the lion's den, but you know, as I think about it, I see it as the time of Daniel's deliverance. You know, the devil will tell us it's the end and God's just setting us up, I mean, for something that we never dreamed we would experience in the way of blessing. As a matter of fact, it was a time of change. It was a time that there were characters that God would use in this event. It was a time of conspiracy. It was a time that there is a comparison that's very obvious in my observation now, but it was a time that Daniel would experience the reality that we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice, if you will, in verse number 31, well, 30 of back in chapter 5, the Bible says, in that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. It was a time of change. You know, a world empire had just went from one leadership to the next. But Daniel would be used of God consistently right on through that. You know, they say the one constant in life, it was a 80-year-old preacher whose health had failed and he was no longer able to pastor. And he said, brother, it seems like the one constant in all of life is change. But you know what we find here, and we see what that man, it change all the time. But folks, there is that constant, that unchanging God, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so it was a time of change. Not only that, I want us to see there's some characters in this particular event. We've already met a guy named Darius. We'll meet, of course, Daniel, and we've met him. Then there's these presidents and princes, and I'll get to them in a minute. I won't give you my name for them at this time. But Darius. Darius was the man. I'm talking about even after the deliverance from the lion's den, Darius sent out to all the world, really a New Testament greeting, and he said, "Peace be multiplied." See, Darius, look, he was the one man that ruled the world. But what I want to say to you, sometimes it's out of man's hand. And Darius understood that. Not only that, Darius was not only the man, Darius recognized that he had done messed up. Did you notice verse 14? Then the king, when he heard these words, when he heard that Daniel, beyond his control, you see, they literally brought Darius down to being a pawn, and they were king. That's what so often happens, and sadly, it can happen in a church, that manipulation and conspiracy, and those are strong words, but to try to put in position and manipulate and literally alter that to where not God-given leadership, but rather someone else becomes leader. The king of the world, Darius, was now a pawn in the hands of this group that had their special little meeting. Well, he realized, I done messed up. The Bible says in verse 14, the king, when he heard these things, was sore displeased with himself. It reminds me of that centurion that said, surely this was the Son of God. It reminds me of others in Scripture that would realize that man, we've blown it. We thought we were in control. We thought that we were the ones. And in reality, we're not the ones at all. We have messed up before the authority who is really in control, and that is the Lord. But you know what Darius did? Darius made it right. Folks, I'm telling you, whether you're the lowest servant in the kingdom or the king of the kingdom, when you mess up, thank God you can make it right. And Darius made it right. As a matter of fact, when he saw that it was, I mean, it was on, and he had less than just till sundown. You know, the Bible says we've got to sundown to get some things right. Amen. And Darius set out to make it right, and when it got beyond him, he realized, oh Lord, I can't do nothing. And friend, I'm telling you, before it was over with, Darius was seeking the Lord for Daniel, trusting the Lord concerning Daniel, and then magnified the Lord because of what God did in Daniel's life. Darius made it right. Not only that, he is the one that's over those that bear not the sword in vain. And Darius said, okay, judgment is really going to have to be served now. And he dealt with those individuals. And so there's that character of Darius. Then there's Daniel. And we met Daniel there in verse 2. The Bible says there's 120 princes. And then there are three men over them. And Daniel, the Bible just says in verse number 3 that the king thought to set him over the whole realm. You know, I think about Daniel back in the earlier chapters when Nebuchadnezzar had the dream and nobody knew the dream, and he didn't know the dream, but he knew when he heard the dream, he had and everybody was going to die, but God used Daniel and everybody was spared. I'm not positive, but I just want, because these guys know Daniel. They said, the only way we're going to get him. What I'm thinking is, some of them, as Daniel has been transferred to this other empire, they too who were spared by Daniel earlier, yet now they find themselves, because of pride and greed and competition, when they know that Daniel, at least in the mind of the king, will be over us, they begin to undermine and develop a conspiracy. Folks, there's something about pride. You remember, it took the devil to hell. And it'll take you to hell if you let pride rule and reign in your life. Well, the Bible says the kings thought and they sought. And that's why, by the way, we met Darius. We met Daniel and some more about him, Lord willing. But I just call these other guys dingbats. I mean, they're dingbats. They've already experienced the blessings. They know where Daniel stands. And somehow in their pride, they think, if I can have dominance, it'll all be different. What do you think's going to change? As a matter of fact, you might need to think that, you know, just like I'm doing him, somebody might do me. Well, the dingbats. And so they go through all their deal. They get the king to where he's handcuffed now. And this conspiracy is on. But all the while, there is a man named Daniel. You know, I think about Daniel. Daniel is a man from another land. Daniel is a man with authority in his hand. Daniel is a man that speaks another language. He's got a name that no man... Boy, I start seeing Daniel and I start seeing somebody else. I mean, Daniel and then they gave him another name. You know, the Bible says Jesus has a name that no man knows but he himself. And Daniel is a man, he ate a different diet. He said, I'm not going to defile myself. Jesus said, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Boy, I was reading this the other morning, and my soul, the obvious, yet the immediate. I mean, it's Daniel, but folks, I'm telling you, God is using Daniel that he might show Christ to his generation. By the way, God may have you in a situation that he is bringing you to the point that no human hand can deliver you. But God, if you just stand, having done all, stand, believe in God, God will use you to show Christ to your generation. The Bible says that, notice if you will, in this there's that conspiracy, of course, and we've already read it, but notice how that there was a stone. The Bible says in verse 16, they brought Daniel and they cast him into the lion's den. We know the devil's a roaring lion. And let me say something about these before I get to the stone. I was reading about the lion's den. We have no account by the ancients or in the scripture of the construction of a lion's den. But then this other fella that he got, I can't pronounce his name. He describes a lion's den as they have been found in Morocco. According to his account, they consist of a large square cavern under the earth, having a partition wall in the middle of it, which is furnished with a door, which the keeper can open and close from above. By throwing in food, they can entice the lions from one chamber into the other, and then having shut the door, they enter the vacant space for the purpose of cleaning it. The cavern is open above, its mouth being surrounded by a wall of a yard and a half high over which one can look into the den. This description agrees perfectly with that which is here given in the text according to the lion's den. And he goes on to explain how that there was a door in the wall surrounding the cavern through which both keepers and lions could enter except when the stone was in place. This accounts for the fact that Darius was able to converse freely with Daniel before the stone was removed from the door. So they bring Daniel. The conspiracy's taken place. The king is nothing more than a pawn now. He has to carry through because of the law of the Medes and Persians. Folks, I'm telling you, nothing would have offset the realities that took place as Jesus walked toward Calvary, because God was bringing to pass that lamb that had been slain from the foundation of the earth. He had his face set like a flint. Nothing would stop Jesus from paying our sin debt. By the way, the reason Daniel is in this land where he's going to be in the lion's den is the basic problem of sin. That's the reason Jesus came to save his people from their sin. Well, the Bible says they brought Daniel, cast him. In verse 16, the lion's den, God whom thou servest will deliver thee, is what Darius said. You know what real leadership recognizes? Leadership recognizes that man is not truly in control. Earlier it sounded good. Yeah, I'm the man. Everybody got to worship me. And now, he's saying, Daniel, your God's going to have to deliver you. Son, there ain't nothing I can do. My hands are bound. Have you ever been to where if God didn't come through, you were through? But I submit to you that God rules and reigns in the affairs of men. And the Bible, look at verse 17. And a stone was brought. You ever known about a stone? A stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet. You know, the Bible talks about how they asked that they would seal the tomb of the Lord Jesus, and they set a seal there. They did just that. The Bible says in verse 17, and with the signet of his lords, the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. They were doing everything man could do to stop him. Folks, I want you to know this world, the devil, did everything they could do to stop our Savior. But the reality is God raised Christ from the dead. The Bible says in verse 18, then the king went into his place and passed the night fasting. And we've read that. So there was the stone, there's the signet with a stone being sealed. And then notice, if you will, the Bible says, verse 19, then the king arose very early in the morning. That's when I got up out of that chair. I said, Lord, I can't hardly stand no more of this. Oh, my soul. Oh, my soul. In Luke 24, 1, the Bible says she came very early in the morning. Folks, I'm seeing Daniel, but I can't help it. I'm seeing somebody else named Jesus in this passage. And the Bible says in verse 19, the king arose early in the morning, went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, notice this, he cried with a lamentable voice. You remember when Mary got there and she was crying? Folks, I'm telling you, here's the king of all the world, and he's crying just like Mary would cry. And he, with a lamentable voice, he said, Daniel. And the king said to Daniel, notice this. Daniel is that Daniel. He's that part of them Hebrews that came over here. But now the king has got Daniel. And like we say, oh Lord. And they said, oh king. Now the king's saying, oh Daniel. Oh Daniel. Folks, he's reverencing the fact that this man, not that he's God, but he's a servant of the Most High God. Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest able to deliver thee from the lions? Verse 21. And Daniel said unto the king, O king, live forever. You see, there's level ground. And right in the middle of O Daniel and O king is God. Friend, there's level ground at the foot of the cross. And the Bible says that Daniel even said, like Jesus told Mary in John 20:17, in verse 22, Daniel says, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth. Jesus would say, my God and thy God. Friend, the Bible says that they have not hurt me. Catch this, verse 22. Daniel's statement is about the lions, they have not hurt me. Down in the end, he says, O king, before thee, O king, I have done no hurt. You know, it said that hurt people hurt people. You see, hurt turns to anger. And anger turns to bitterness. And all that poison gets going. But friend, I'm thankful that God can step in and deliver even from that bitterness. God can heal that hurt, because where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, and healing can take place. Oh, Brother Ronnie, that you preached there, that the Wednesday night, those there, that last one you talked about, literally rescued from ourselves. Hallelujah. What a Savior. And then, of course, Mark last night. And Peter, who better to say, hey, son, you're not telling me nothing. Let me tell you something. But Daniel said, I've done you no hurt. And so there's these characters that beyond the conspiracy and this comparison, I believe God showed us Jesus. But let me try to settle down now. I've got just a couple of minutes, couple of 4 minutes. It's verse 23. Then was the king exceeding glad. Folks, I'm going to tell you, when God does something, you celebrate with everybody. And commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the deep. Whoa, glory to God. Up from the grave he arose. Amen. The Bible said, so Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him. Listen, you say, what did Daniel do? What did Daniel do? In all of this, what did Daniel do? The Bible says in verse 23, because he believed in his God. Folks, this ain't the first time, probably won't be the last time we wonder, what under heaven am I going to do? Just believe in God. Just do as you did aforetime. Just keep praying. Just keep doing what you know God honors. The Bible says that this, as it took place, that God delivered Daniel. And you know, they thought the law of the Medes and Persians, well, it cannot be altered. Not even the king can alter it. Folks, I'm going to tell you, the laws of men come and go. It's kind of like records at the track meet. They're made to be broken. Friend, the Mede and Persian, that empire, what's left of it's in the Roman that'll be revived. But that one individually is gone. And I submit to you that there is a law that's above the law of the Medes and Persians. It's called the law of the harvest. And the Bible says that the very ones, be sure, your sin will find you out. They could have done like Darius and made it right, but no. And the Bible says that them, let me read it, but it's them wives and their children. In verse 24, the Bible says they cast them into the den of lions. In the middle of verse 24, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them and break all their bones in pieces. Listen, or ever they came to the bottom of the, they didn't even hit the floor and the lion caught them. A while ago, the lion couldn't get his mouth open. That's all the angel did. The angel just shut the mouth. And I've got, but I won't. But now they're catching them. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If we ever need to run to God and get right with God because the sins of the fathers touch a third and fourth generation, we need to get right with God because the devil's waiting just to catch them and to break them and tear them. And destroy. The Bible says it took place. This is almost like a Bible in a nutshell here. Then Darius in 25 gives this New Testament Greek, peace be multiplied unto you. And everybody knows. And I mean, it goes forth like the gospel goes forth. Daniel's delivered in verse 27. And then in verse 28. So this Daniel. They said he's that Daniel. God said this Daniel. Prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Christ, excuse me, of Cyrus, the Persian. Brethren, Daniel was more than a conqueror through him that loves us. Let's pray. Father, help, I pray, we your people. Oh God, we see ourselves, Lord, I do, and God help us to not hurt because we've been hurt. God, help us, Lord, to not be a part of a conspiracy. But, Lord Jesus, I pray that when we've messed up, we'll make it right. Our Father, I pray you'd help us in those times that it's out of human hands, that we'll do like Daniel and just believe in our God. Lord, thank you that you are always at work. We bless you. Help now, Brother Billy. Bless continuance. Help Brother Allen. God, thank you for letting me come and be blessed through this meeting. Lord, the good food, sweet fellowship, in Jesus' name, amen.